You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We did discuss the Travis Jones call as well. And the Travis Jones call, they told me, and they told me I had permission to state this, that it was a wrong call. It should not have been called.
See, my only issue, Jeremy Kahn, is when you can admit that you made the wrong call, why can't you take the same process and admit you made the wrong call at the time? What happened? What allowed you to look at it and say it was the wrong call? Video? That's the only way.
Yeah.
The only way you can admit it. Obviously. Video. So why not use video during the time to see whether or not it's the wrong call?
Well taken, because this is what my anger is. What are you raising your hand?
Because I wanted to ask a question, but you were first.
Oh. Go ahead. You've decided it was the wrong call, and he's right. You look at the same video evidence you had yesterday, 2 days ago now. So the day before... You make this bad decision. The day after, you say, "Oh yeah, that was wrong." Okay, you've admitted that you really effed this up.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about it now? Because this isn't like this isn't Brooklyn Tech playing Boys High.
We're sorry.
Yeah, this is big money football. This is the National Football League. What are you going to do for these teams now?
A 4-point difference edge puts you in a much different mindset on that final drive. Now you're going for the field goal.
Yes.
You're calling different plays, Jeremy, because now you're not. You don't need a touchdown. Now you need a field goal.
Well, you were going for the field goal the first time to take the lead, and then if you get the stop, then you're trying to run out the clock.
Yeah.
You
know? That, and everybody, I haven't seen one person disagree nationally. The likely catch. It was a catch.
You know who disagrees? All the referees.
Yes.
Tony Kornheiser disagrees.
So can I
want a catch?
Here's the funny thing about
that. How would he know? He's never played football.
We had three plays, right? We had three plays in that game that everyone talks about. The Aaron Rodgers interception that wasn't, or whatever you want to call it. The Isaiah Likely touchdown. And then that penalty on Travis Jones. I'll be fair and say, as soon as you start watching the three plays, you have to see the other two multiple times. As soon as you watch Travis Jones, you go... Oh, he didn't hit him in the head. He didn't do anything wrong.
Why? As soon as you did it.
Why can't you buzz down? You pick up flags all the damn time.
There was no controversy in that play, Jeremy. Nothing.
Yes. This wasn't a subjective PI call where it was hand fighting. Well, maybe not. I don't know. He didn't hit him.
And by the way, we don't know how many times they call down and tell them to pick. You know, they huddle together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're still talking to those people. Hey, man, you got to pick up that flag that wasn't.
That's not what they're doing.
They do that all the
time.
That's
not what they're doing. They're saying, what are you doing after the game?
That's what
they're
doing. Yeah.
The Capitol, you ready? You want to have a cocktail? Make believe. Maybe we're talking about that. Go like this.
Can you do this?
Yeah.
Call that. What does that mean? He's on a roll.
You know, this is the thing, though. This is kind of awkward. I wonder what the room is like after the league admits they made a mistake?
Yeah, we move on. You know, we move on. We just like our team does. You know, it's our job to make it right. You know, that you can't. You're not going to expect everything to go your way. You're going to get. There's a great passage in 2 Corinthians that talks about, you know, these kind of things, trials and tribulations and things like that. They create an enduring toughness and hope. You know, and that's you look at it that way. We understand what the good that can come from these challenges. And if we become the type of team that can overcome these types of things, then you become the type of team that can go far. And I think that's true for football. It's also true for life, for family, for your kids. When you talk to your kids, all these things, these are enduring, self-evident principles that we try to talk to our guys about. So let's apply them to our football team right now. And those calls were trials and tribulations. Put it that way. And you know what? Let's overcome them. Let's beat them.
Jeremy, I want you to apologize.
No, I'm just gonna.
I want you to apologize.
You son of a bitch! You did this on purpose, didn't you? So I'd have to eat some crow. Use some scripture after a loss. He waited till the next day, but he did it.
You owe him an apology.
I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. There's a first time for everything.
Can I say this?
He's been doing that for 18 years.
After losses.
Yeah. No, every week.
No. John Harbaugh is talking a lot more.
No.
Spiritual and life
that
he ever has. Yep.
That's
normally a guy who's ready for the next thing. When you're starting to look at things that are bigger than football, that to me sounds like a guy maybe it's almost time to call it a wrap.
I want to say this. We have to be careful too. I'm not saying this applies to John, but there are so many people that go out there and talk about these things and don't live that lifestyle and speak on it.
That's not what I'm saying. That when you start looking at things that are big, well, it's bigger than football. It's more about life. To me, that sounds like a guy that's ready to turn the page.
But we don't know that's what he's doing.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When you start talking about it, that's what I'm saying. He talks about it, in my opinion, more now than ever before. You even said, he doesn't talk about it after losses. He doesn't. Normally sit up there and quote scriptures and waxing religiously after losses like that. You know, it seems like he's becoming more of a, it's bigger than football here now.
Yeah.
I don't believe they move on, though. I don't believe it's no big deal when officials screw up. You mean no. That whole room is like, oh, okay, well, let's move on.
And by the way, I think we were all talked about this and said, it's not the officials that caused you. There's so many things you could have done in that game to win that damn game. But the thing that pisses me off week after week, and it doesn't have to be the Ravens game, we're constantly talking about what is a catch. Like, define it. And then now all these, even these referees going, there were so many people that were writing this. If that play happened in the middle of the field, would you be willing to call that a fumble? The middle of the field is different than the end zone. They've been telling this all the time. Like, the rules in the end zone are different in the middle of the field. Like, if you toe tap and fall to the ground, you got to maintain the catch of the ground.
That would have been a fumble in the middle of the field, by the way.
I think he had 2 feet down, possession. He's holding the ball out, and he got knocked out. So, yes, I think if that happens in the field of play, but we're in the end zone. And I'll say it again. Where do you have to football move to when you're in the end zone?
Let me address this, Jeremy. You said a lot of other things could have happened before officiating. You're right. But officiating is part of the game, too. You can't lose games because of officials. That's the worst cliche in all the sports.
I don't want to be the guy complaining about
officials.
Officials
can't cause you to lose the game. Yeah, they can cause you to lose the game. The official, you just admitted to us, John Harbaugh, that the NFL said they screwed this up. How can officials not cost you the game? They can cost you the game. You can play. No game is perfect. No one plays a perfect game. So I don't want to hear that. Well, they could have done other things to help. Well, everybody could have done other things in a football game. But officials can influence wins and losses. If not, then they wouldn't be on the field. Greg in Columbia. What's up, Greg? What in the world
is this? Good morning. I first of all, I would like to wish the Big Bad Morning Show's community a joyous holiday season.
Thank you. Same to you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Regarding Coach Harbaugh, look, the man has a very difficult job of head coaching a football team. I've come to the assessment, it just does not make sense to drive him into the ground for what he does. We make it more difficult for him when we drag him in the ground like that. He's done a good job. We still have hope. And relatedly, regarding the NFL and the refs, it's the same type of thing. They have a difficult job. It does not make you gotta consider how you go about criticizing them. Look, let me say this one thing. In a way, you can persuade them to do better, but in a way, if you go about it in a mean-spirited way, you're just going to make them do the same type of thing they've been doing the whole time. You know, the mean-spiritedness doesn't help. I like how Coach Harbaugh referred to the Bible, and you know, you don't want to be a Bible-toting person because everybody don't appreciate that. But you know, it has to be a love of God and the NFL and Baltimore City that will carry us through this.
I ain't raising children, Greg. I'm not gonna hang up on you. I'm not raising children, Greg. I don't have to be. I'm not mean-spirited. But at the same time, it's my job. Hold up. I'll let you talk. Greg, did I cut you off?
Yeah, right.
Did I cut you off?
No, right. You didn't.
It's my job to analyze. It's my job to talk about what happened. And when he makes bad calls and bad decisions and bad things happen, I'm going to, because it's my job. It ain't my job to come in here and wave pom-pom for him and nobody else. It's my job to talk about what happened. You can choose to like it or not like it. But it ain't my job to raise kids while I'm on air. It's my job to talk about what happened. And we all can see when bad things, and we give them credit when good things happen. But it, you know, I'm not here to wave pom-poms for him or anybody else. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it's bad when it's bad. I appreciate your call.
But the other thing too, like, again, there are a lot of people that pontificate and get up there and say all these things. And we know who they are across the board. And I'm not saying that's what Harbaugh is. But the problem becomes, like, once you start doing this over and over, when you start losing, nobody wants to hear that anymore.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to hear it.
This is pro sports. He's not coaching my kids. He's not the nice teacher that takes time out of his busy schedule away from his family that invests in our kids. No, he's not that guy. He's a guy making millions of dollars to coach football. It's his only job. He's got one job, like every other coach. Therefore, when he's not doing it adequately, that's what we talk about.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.